Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation!
Welcome! Welcome!
Happy Monday, and if OJ didn't kill you, you're here with us.
Oh, wow! Oh, my God!
Speaking of OJ, we gotta say what's up to our people out there in L.A. What up, y'all?
Hey, what's up, Atlanta? Look who's here.
Hey! Hey. Heidi's back! Great, Heidi! I thought you were never gonna come back. Oh, dang!
It was hard to come back. Australia is an amazing place.
Uh-oh. Well, you just did time, because last night we sent our man Chewy to the iHeartRadio Music Awards, and we're going to break that down later in the show. And, of course, we got to discuss last night's episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, yes.
Man, I thought we lost Portia.
I'm here. No doubt.
But now we finally know why Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are on a break. Hashtag mom problems.
Uh-oh.
So, a source says that the couple had put things on hold because Selena's mom had a strong disapproval of Justin Bieber.
Wait. That's the reason?
You. Yeah, like, she's like, you know, she's a mom's girl, and, like, I guess apparently she listens to her mom.
Portia, you know this. You know this. If your mom didn't like a guy that you were dating, you know that it can never go anywhere, because when you marry somebody, you marry their family.
To a certain extent, though, Heidi, like, okay, say if I'm just starting to date him and she doesn't like him, you may not make it, right?
Right.
But if he fools her in the beginning and then I'm in love with him now and now she doesn't like him, I don't know if I'd break up with him just because of that.
You should break up with him because mamas know best, and
I don't think so. Well, not after I fall in love.
But look at him now. I mean, he is struggling. He loves Selena. I guess if you're looking like this.
This is like sad Bieber.
He been looking like this, y'all. He just dressed a little warmer this time.
Yeah, he looks hella disheveled. I mean, have y'all ever broke up with somebody like so hard to where like it changed the way you dress, thought, lived for a while?
No. Maybe a night.
No.
Maybe that night I may look a mess. But in the morning, honey, when I put on these old lashes and I put on this old wig, honey.
Yes.
We good. Well, y'all, speaking of mom's input, Demi Lovato's mom actually wants her to get back with her ex.
I do like them together. I have to be honest. I do like them together. I'd be happy if they were together forever. And they're amazing friends. And hopefully one day it'll be more than that. And if it's not, then that'll be up to her, I guess.
First of all, mama looks really good.
She does.
I mean,
she
damn does. Good. Hair is nice and glossy and rich looking.
She does. And toned legs.
And she looks like she knows what she's talking about. Like, she knows what Demi has dealt with. Demi has kind of a dark past. And so I think that Wilmer was the best one to bring her out of all of that. And you're always going to love that son who brings your daughter out into the goodness.
He brought her out. Now she's discovering herself. Now she's sexual liquid. So you really can't settle down at this
sexual
point.
Sexual liquid.
But Frank, I think you're onto something. When you are so good, when you're really good friends with your ex, then you're like, okay, then you can watch me be with other guys because you know I need to have my fun, and then I'll come back to you later on. That's probably where they are.
I have never circled back. Once I've broken up with somebody, I've never circled back with them.
That's because you can never find them. They moved.
Well, this weekend, Khloe Kardashian celebrated her baby shower with her closest friends and family, and baby daddy Tristan Thompson was there as well, celebrating his birthday. But Khloe even has more reason to celebrate, because apparently she found out that she is her mom, Kris Jenner's, favorite child.
Uh-oh!
All right, so Kris Jenner was in Australia, and she went on Kyle and Jackie O's radio show, and the host insinuated that maybe Kim or Kylie would be Kris Jenner's favorite, but turns out Kris proved them wrong. She said, quote, the last couple of days, it's been Chloe. She's on the favorite child list. Her and I have been bonding and shopping for the new baby, but Kris said with six kids, her favorite changes every day, and it depends on the day, because there are a lot of dynamics.
Whoever gives her a check. There you go, Mom.
like a multi-level marketing company. Whoever's the top earner that month.
Right.
Guess who's never on that list?
Rob.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah. Moving along, Cameron Diaz is retiring from acting. That's according to her friend and fellow actress, Selma Blair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Selma was asked if she and Cameron would ever consider doing a sequel to the movie The Sweetest Thing. And Selma said, I had lunch with Cameron the other day. We were reminiscing about the film, and I would have liked to do a sequel, but Cameron's retired from acting. She's like, I'm done. I mean, she doesn't need to make any more films. She has a pretty great life. I don't know what it would take to bring her back, but she's happy.
Now, what was her last movie she made? Was Annie or something?
Annie was the last movie she made, and I think that was in 2014.
So 4 years. She hasn't made a movie in 4 years.
But she is married to Benji Madden. Him and his twin brother are part of Good Charlotte.
Oh, right, right.
And so, you know, she's at home being a housewife, and she says she just wants, maybe they'll have a kid, maybe they won't.
So if y'all met somebody, and he said, listen, you know, just be a housewife, leave Dish Nation, leave your other jobs, would y'all do that? Would y'all be able to really just sit at home?
If he rich, yeah.
Okay. I done told y'all how many times I gotta tell you. Yes! Okay? Yes, my butt is ready to sit. I'm a matter of fact, I'm gonna walk
tired.
Around and squat.
I'm
ready to sit my ass.
I
want to
be a kept woman.
Oh, I know. Well, Cameron Diaz might be done with acting, but there's another star that is done with sex. So we're gonna tell you who that is a little bit later in the show. Bye for now, Atlanta.
Bye, you guys. Well, former Real Housewife of Orange County, Megan Edmonds, is pregnant with twins, so she decided to do a photo shoot that's got the Bayhive all kinds of mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because Megan posted this photo to her Instagram and captioned it, if I can't be Queen Bey, I'll settle for King Edmonds. Hashtag twins coming soon. Hashtag imitation is flattery. Hashtag this is not my maternity shoot.
Oh. Wow.
It seems like she let herself off the hook. And she took the hand to Beyonce. She said imitation is flattery.
She tried to call it out before they came for her. You know what I'm saying? She tried to go ahead and claim what she was doing.
Didn't create the look. It was Mother Teresa, if I'm not mistaken.
Beyonce did create this photo shoot. Some people say she stole it from
MIA. Like, MIA had a similar situation.
Oh, is that right?
Beyonce is not that clever. Honey,
oh, so she flattered somebody else with her imitation.
Thank you. All right, y'all, honey. Last night on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, honey, Miss Portia, honey, had left the drama in Barcelona, and Cynthia organized a spiritual baptism candlelight ceremony in which she had all the ladies, honey, each say something positive about another housewife. And here's what Nene said about you, Portia. Yeah.
The name that I have under my candle is Portia Williams. And Portia's not here with us tonight. But Portia, I just want to say, wherever you are, Portia, I hope that you find peace in your heart. And I want you to know, Portia, no matter what happens in your life, we are all truly your sisters and your friends. Okay. And we are here to forgive you. We're, none of us are perfect, and we all make mistakes. So find peace, Portia, because we do love you no matter what.
All right, amen.
They were acting like you was at a funeral or something.
I feel like somebody should post a picture of me with some wings on my back and the clouds on Instagram.
I need to post the urn with your name on it.
I was waiting for Boys and Men to start singing.
How do I? Thank you, Nene. That was sweet. I felt it. That was really sweat. I thought that was nice.
I started to start singing, amazing.
So, Gary, so if you had to say something positive about the one person in the room that drives you the craziest, what would you say about that person?
Peace be still.
Who is the craziest person? Who person drives you crazy?
See there? Peace be still.
That one still. It was me.
All right, now, Portia, now what do you have to say in response to Gary?
Well, Gary, I just want to say that I will...
You sound like that!
Gary, I just want to say that I will miss your smile, all 70 teeth, and you give the warmest actual bear hugs. I think he was dressed like one on his last day here in his all brown. Yes.
Why were you holding the candle like that?
That's how you gotta hold it.
Yeah. So the wind don't blow it out.
Yeah, this is a visual. This is how you gotta hold it, the visual. All right, well, coming up, our man Chewy was at the iHeart Radio Awards last night and talked to Ne-Yo, Ashanti, Method Man, and more. All that red carpet fun is coming up next.
Dish Nation, what's happening? Chewy Martinez. Here we are, man. The iHeartRadio Music Awards 2018. Red carpet's about to start. Let's get some interviews. Come on. It's been so long.
Saying. How's the kids? How's the family?
The family. How's the family? How's everybody in your house right now, brother?
Yeah. Everybody's good except me. Everybody's all right except me. Yeah. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to get some sleep between now and any time other than now.
Okay,
yeah.
Nia, I don't have children yet, but, you know, I can't wait for that time in my life. Does your sleeping patterns change?
Wait. If you can wait, wait.
Dude, celebrity Big Brother, that was nuts.
It was absolutely nuts. Like, what do you want me to say? Was it normal? No. Was it weird? Yes. Was it fun? Mostly. It's unreal how many people watch a show. You know, I've been stopped quite a bit in my life from Big Time Rush or movies I've done or my own music now. Yeah. But I've had grown-ass men. I mean, like, big dudes like you. I'm not even getting run up to my car, like, on Beverly Boulevard, start knocking on the window. And they're like, can I help you? Like, dude, we're such a fan. We saw you on Celebrity Big Brother. And, like, as crazy as that is, it just makes me happy, man, that a show like that is so much fun for everybody. Everybody watched it. Y'all who watched you are now fans of me because of it. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
My girlfriend loves you, bro.
Oh, right on. I'll take that. Hopefully I can, you know, help the situation out on after dinner or something one night.
You help a lot. A lot.
So funny.
You have no idea.
One of the funniest things that I hear now is, I have fans that come to shows and they're like, hey, you know, the girl's pregnant. You did this.
That's hilarious.
And it's like, you're welcome?
Yeah. That one artist right now that you absolutely love, that you could listen to day and night and not get sick of.
Let me see. The last three people that I've been listening to, J Balvin, my guy, okay. Tory Lanez, and a lot of Metro stuff. Okay. Me and Metro are actually working on a project together, so. Excited about that.
When are we gonna get that?
Oh, we're gonna be in the studio tonight. We already have like two or three smashes, so I'm excited.
What are some studio essentials for you? Pizza?
Definitely not. I'm more of a green juice girl, you know what I'm saying? I like to be in a two-piece and be nice.
What do you iHeart right now in life, my friend? Go.
Taco Bell.
You know, like the CMOs and the big bosses of Taco Bell are here.
You met them?
Yes.
Today?
Yes.
Where exactly? Which direction?
That way and that way.
I'll be back.
You have to get a Taco Bell endorsement.
You don't understand, bro. I eat that every day, and it kills me every time, but I still love it.
I heart the Black Panther movie, even though I haven't seen it yet. I feel like I'm black, so I have to like it.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. No, I really haven't seen it yet, though.
You're a busy man. You're a busy man.
Yeah. I was just trying to wait for the hype to die down a little bit because I like to really get into the movie. And,
yes.
You know, we get excited as a people, so we get loud in the theater, and I'm not trying to sit and have to turn around and be like, bruh, all right, I know it's your fifth time, but I just caught it. Can you? I don't want to do that. You know what I mean?
So. What is one thing that you iHeart the most in life right now?
People that know who the I am when I'm giving interviews. They had me over here with some kid. I don't know who this girl is, you know, and they pushed me in this room, and I'm here with her. I'm like, she don't even know who the I am, right? So she's doing a thing, and she asked me one generic question, so I had to ask her on camera, do you even know what group I was in? No. I'm like, do you even know who I am? No, but I know your face. My sister does. I was like, what the? That's just for Dish Nation.
Wu-Tang Clan. Come on, man. Come on, baby.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, sir.
Headcrack is my boy, too. You already love Ricky Smiley, Portia doing a thing,
yes.
Brat doing a thing,
yes.
And the white people, too.
All right, there you have it. All the craziness from the iHeartRadio Music Awards. I won one, y'all. Check it out. Till the next red carpet, I'm Chewy Martinez. Peace out.
Nation.
Hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, space and tech visionary Elon Musk made an appearance at the South by Southwest Festival over the weekend, and he did a Q&A with the creator of Westworld, Jonathan Nolan. Wow. You know, they talked about Elon Musk's SpaceX program, right? Mm-hmm. So they're planning on sending a cargo mission to Mars by 2022 with the ultimate objective of putting a human colony on Mars, and he's looking for volunteers.
Wait, that's right around the corner.
That's really where there's a tremendous amount of entrepreneurial resources that are needed, because you've got to build out the entire base of industry, everything that allows human civilization to exist. And it's going to be harder, a lot harder, in a place like Mars or the moon.
We need some volunteers to be colonists. Do we have any colonist volunteers here for Mars?
Actually, not many hands raised, by the way.
Hey, so which I think, if you was put in a position where you could leave Earth, go to Mars, and never come back, would you go?
Hell no.
Nah. What?
No. We just can't take care of Earth, and we're going to go to Mars and mess it up, too?
I'll go to Mars and only want to see y'all again.
You would?
Yes. Just think that you could be a star there, honey, and everybody would love you. Nobody, you
It'd
know.
Be 15 people. That ain't no fun.
And then, what's the temperature there? Like, what is it like there? Do you have to wear suits all day?
Yeah, you can't just breathe up there.
Yeah, how are we going to...
Most of my Mars science comes from the movie Total Recall.
Okay, so what does the movie Total Recall say?
Apparently, if your helmet comes off, your eyes are going to pop out of your head.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, last night, honey, our very own Ricky Smiley was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
All right.
Yeah, Ricky. Woo! And Andy seemed to really, honey, want Ricky and Portia. You just wanted your baby, honey, to make your relationship happen already.
Do you think Ricky should date Portia, yes or no? So, I mean, Ricky, we all are watching the show. It seems like you two have great chemistry.
Yeah, we have really good chemistry. We spent time together before.
Okay.
Just hung out. She needed to get away. She came to Birmingham for the weekend. We went out to the club. I had a show that night
uh-huh.
with Sickle Cell Foundation, and we just had a really good time. And she stayed upstairs in the guest room. I didn't go upstairs.
Okay.
Wanted to, though.
You did. By the way, our audience says 60% says yes, you should date her.
You went to Birmingham?
I went to Birmingham, but I'm glad he let y'all know I slept upstairs, honey. Why you in the upper room, honey?
So your shoe game, were you wearing like casual sneakers or them get 'em girls?
Literally the first day I was dressed up and then...
So the first day you was in your freak'em clothes and the second day you...
I was chill. I didn't even wear no makeup.
Did you get in the hot tub?
No, I did not.
Did you sing while he played the piano?
I think we might have. We really got tipsy one of those nights.
So Monday when you left.
Ask for the Simpsons.
I didn't leave on Monday, thank you. All right, coming up, my other husband, Brad Pitt, has decided to go without this for a year. We'll tell you what coming up after the break.
Welcome back. Brad and Angelina split back in 2016. Angelina Jolie filed for divorce, and Brad has been pretty candid saying drinking was a big part of the reason for their breakup.
You have six kids, you have to drink.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, listen, honey, I have to have a cocktail when I get home from work. I mean, I just have to.
Yeah.
Or seven. Well, since then, he says he's given up alcohol. He's trying to focus on himself. He's eating healthier. He's going to therapy. And now, according to The Sun, he's trying something new that he's never tried before, and he's vowing to stay celibate for a year.
Now, does being celibate mean you can't touch yourself?
Because I
haven't been celibate since I was about 11.
Since you've started having sex, at the night of your 14th birthday or 15th birthday? What a classy
guy. Don't brag.
What's the longest dry spell? Because I had a 4.5-year dry spell. 4.5.
4.5-year dry spell, and you were in a relationship.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's stupid, but...
I don't think I've had a 4.5-year dry spell.
What's your longest dry spell?
Maybe 6 weeks.
But that was because there were no women around because you... Was that your Montana trip?
That was my Montana trip. I was out in the mountains. It was just me and the bears. And the rabbits were nervous. For multiple reasons. Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.